You know, Howard, when this experience occurred to you, and as you came back and it changed your life, and I'm sure it's now changed it forever because now you've become religious, why do you think it takes that kind of an experience for people to change from what they were to what they are now?
Something that I've obviously thought a lot about. I think, you know, I've got two answers. One is that in Alcoholics Anonymous, people have told me that no one ever really can effectively do the program and achieve sobriety until they've hit the gutter. You know, I've sought their counsel with people that have problems with alcohol, and they say, have they hit the gutter yet? And I go, no, I don't think so. And they say, well, this program's not going to work for them until they hit the gutter. Also, the way I think of myself is that we develop a sense in our ego of who and what we are, and it's very difficult at times to let go of that and outgrow it. It's really hard for a human being to change. So we get stuck, and I've gotten stuck in a teenage idea that I was a self-sufficient individual who could take care of anything. I didn't need anybody, and I didn't want anybody to be dependent on me. And it took a catastrophe to break through that ego, that conscious sense of who I was and what I was and what the world was, to open me up to what is real and what is true.
Well, if you said earlier that you were not scared, that you didn't feel real evil, then why have we always been told since the beginning that hell is this dangerous place, it's a horrible place, you got to be good or you're going to fry down there? I mean, that's what we're all told since we're small from virtually all religions.
Hell, my understanding of what hell is that it's extremely complex. There's all kinds of levels and degrees of it. It is beyond, and this is a good thing, it's beyond human imagination. I mean, no one could appreciate what I went through or understand in hell. And I only saw or experienced a tiny little bit of it. When people talk about hell as fire, what I think that's really referring to is the torment of as if you were being consumed by fire alive, being burned alive. And that is only an indication of the torment that one experiences in hell.
Well, how do you know you were there?
What
if you were on a different plane, some other area, some place?
I don't. What do you mean by some other place?
Well, what if you were just in another dimension? Maybe you weren't in hell at all.
Oh, sure.
Possible.
It was it was definitely another dimension. I mean, it was where I now understand that what happened to me was that when my life was no longer viable in this world, that I did go into another dimension. And so I just refer to that dimension that I went into as hell. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I'm puzzled that, first of all, the life you lived before that. I mean, were you a good guy?
I thought I was, but by my standards today, I was not a good person. But if you had asked me then if I was a good guy, I'd say, of course I am.
But you know, you weren't a murderer. You didn't go out of your way to hurt people, I'm sure. Right? Or did you?
No, but that's, I don't think that that's good enough. You know, the fact that I didn't, overtly hurt people is not good enough.
Well, what are the standards, Howard, in your opinion, to go into this higher plane or to go into the bowels of where you were.
Yeah, I like the way you put it, because I think that's basically what happens. The standard is to be a loving person, and love I'm not referring to as a noun, but I'm referring to as a verb, to put other people's needs and interests ahead of your own. The standard is the standard that God taught us through the Old Testament and taught us through the life and example of Jesus. It's a very high standard.
A high standard that not a lot of us can live up to.
Yes. Well, except that I think we can all live up to it if we choose to. The interesting thing is that by living by that standard, life is so much richer, full of joy, full of love, full of goodness. And there's also pain and suffering as well, but as opposed to a life without love, which is a life of living sort of hell on earth.
Well, you know, we've always heard that that living here on the planet indeed could be hell, and sometimes you look around at some of the events that keep occurring, and it makes you wonder. I mean, life, I think, is precious, should be enjoyed to its fullest, but you know, sometimes you do look around and you try to wonder, maybe this planet is exactly that.
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, for a lot of people, their life is hell, but there is an alternative to living that way. And the alternative is to put your faith, your hope, your belief, your trust in, for example, what in AA they call a higher power, in Christianity we call it in Jesus, to commit your life to a different way of living.
Are you afraid of dying again?
Not at all. No, I consider my death will be my birthday. It's the day I'm born.